All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, March 28th of 2025, and there is no shortage of DFS action today. We have UFL getting underway here, not XFL anymore. We have MLB, we have NBA, we have golf, we have NHL, we have trucks on the NASCAR streets. There is just a ton of DFS action coming at you guys today. Super exciting time of the year with all the spring sports going on here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. It is Friday, so we do have our build review show going live in an hour here at 5 p.m. Eastern following this show. So I will be back to review some lineups, which is always a good time. All right, let's get SaberSim up. And in case you guys weren't aware, with all the spring sports going on and things like that, we did reset everybody's trials. So if you guys want to check us out again and you're not actively signed up, or if you're like on starter and you want to try out ultimate for a couple days, you now have the ability to redo that trial. So I just want to make everyone aware of that. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up. A couple questions here. First one, at what game window intervals should I lead swap in MLB? That's a good question. I'll tell you guys like how I think about this. When a team hasn't even got through like one time around in the order, I'm usually not super inclined to late swap, you know? So like when this first set of games kick off, right? Like the 4:07, 4:10 Pacific time games, they get underway, right? Sometimes you got to kind of watch the scoreboard too. Like, let's say that, you know, Baltimore has like a huge first two innings. They put up like seven runs or something like that. Well, then it might like be worth it. So kind of the way I think about it is like, is there enough information? Has enough things happened to make late swapping important, right? That's how I think about it. And for me, like, let's say it's like pretty average game, maybe like one, two runs, nothing crazy, right? In this first hour, and like maybe they're barely getting through like the lineup one time, like each team, I probably wouldn't late swap, but then I would come back and late swap before the late window here. And the other time I would late swap is if like there were some changes to starting lineup, player scratch, or, you know, I'm kind of excluding that, right? So like I'm talking about this mostly just from a late swap get edge perspective, right? Not like swap out players, not like, projection changes and things like that. I'm mostly like, hey, how do I take advantage, or how do I recommend you take advantage of the live sims, right? And, whether I'm right or wrong is up like for debate. I'm just telling you guys how I do it and how I kind of think about it. So I wouldn't worry too much about this first hour unless like there's a lot of things that happen. Like, let's say, you know, it's yesterday and Paul Skenes is pitching and he's super chalky. Well, what if like Miami just like goes off and you know, they run him out of the game super fast, right? That's going to be a big deal for a lot of lineups and, you know, what winning lineups look like or are going to look like, and what lineups he's in is going to, you know, change really quickly, right? So like that might be worth late swapping. So always just kind of think like, hey, you know, has enough stuff happened here where late swapping this early is going to be valuable, is how I think about it. I would probably for sure do one before like the 6:40 p.m. games here, right? So like not only is the first two games of the slate this Boston, Texas, this Mets, Houston, right? These games are, you know, 90 minutes in as well. So I'd probably for sure do one late swap. I probably wouldn't do one before the Dodgers game. So here, right, I'm using this slate as an example. I would probably late swap one time if nothing else changed on the slate, simply to take advantage of the live data. So that's me personally. Now, some people might say, like, okay, but like you got the live ownership from like the first one, and like you should swap here. Like, that's true. You know, you could definitely do that. You know, you could swap it every window. If you guys want, if you guys are trying to like squeeze out every ounce of edge, you know what I mean? That's fine for me. I think it comes down to like a little bit of how much value do I think this is worth, and other time commitments outside of DFS and more life stuff. So I don't think you're sacrificing a ton by not doing that. But there is a little extra edge you can squeeze out. So I will admit that for sure. So those are my thoughts. Kind of long winded. Hope that makes sense and helps you decide what to do more than confuse you. But either way, I think we've answered that one pretty well. All right, next question. Please help with picking the best lineups out of 150 for NBA. Like, what filters can I use to maximize the best lineups ROI wise and projection? So why don't we just like do a 150 max build demo? Let's just try that. So fire building 150 lineups for NBA for tonight. I'll show you guys exactly how I would do it. So go over to NBA, right? And we'll do this for like the mini max, let's say. So we go down to the mini max. We're going to enable this one. And now this is our default contest sim here. Okay, cool. So we'll go back to our build. And I'm just going to make two adjustments, two projections. I can go check out the value column. So seems like there's some value here. Pelicans, Charlotte, Detroit a little bit too, right? So there is some value around. We're not seeing like crazy value yet, right? Another thing I've been doing, right, coming in here, sorting by questionables, just like seeing how much information there is out there, right? Like how much pending news and what names. So like some big names, right? Giannis, Steph Curry, Jamal Murray, Walker Kessler, only like four really big names. So there's not like a ton of pending news here. All right. So we got an idea what the slate looks like, right? I've been talking about leaving minimum salary a little bit lower this time of year for basketball. So I'm going to do that is just leave it at default here. I'm not going to raise it or do anything like that. I am going to build 5,000 lineups here. That way we do have a little bit more room to work with here. So we'll let these 5,000 lineups run. Might take a little bit longer, but that's okay. So in the meantime, notice I didn't do anything special with like rules or filters or anything. I will sometimes come in here and set like a projection floor filter of like 10 points or something like that. You're really unlikely to get those guys anyways, but it is something that you could do. I don't like to be super restrictive with it. But other than that, no rules, no major changes up front. All right, so lineups are done and lineups are loading. Our contest sim should kick off automatically here, which it just did. So that's great. All right, and we're going to change a couple things. Sort by exposure, change lineups to 150. All right, cool. Lineups changed. Sorting by our custom sim that we did. And then I got to change this aggregate metric to the one we're using. All right, cool. So we're basically ready to start making some decisions. Right now, we're talking about, you know, what 150 we want to play. So first thing that you can do is you can come in and you can set a lineup filter that's ROI greater than zero, right? If you have an entries file uploaded, target ROI is fine. I'm just going to do manual one here. Okay. So this filter will prevent you from getting negative ROI lineups, which was like a follow-up question here. So you set this filter, right? It's going to move all of the negative ROI lineups to the trash. So that's why we have 1,895 lineups in the trash here. Now, aside from that, now it really just comes down to figuring out what lineups you want to play and managing your risk, right? So here, right, we have a ton of ownership or exposure to Jokic, and then kind of like flat the rest of the way. Like, there's not that many big spots here. I always recommend using some mini uniques here, right? So I usually just like jump to like half my lineup and watch how our aggregate metrics change. So going from 1 to 4 uniques should cause this to update something. I'd really be surprised if it was the same. Let's try 5. And we'll let this process. Okay, there's like a huge change with 5. So let's go back to 4. So 4 doesn't seem bad. Our projection's down like 3-ish points. ROI is down like 60%. It's not the worst. And then we're still just taking like one big stand on Jokic and then flatter on other players. What I'd probably recommend here is, like, let's say I don't want to be this leveraged on Jokic. I'd probably put mini uniques a little bit lower at 3. And then I would just set a cap for him. And like, maybe I just want to be like 2x his ownership, right? So by doing it this way, I get to manage my exposure to him, and then I'm saving some of the ROI and projection that we were previously sacrificing. So in this case, like, the mini uniques just wasn't getting the job done to move his exposure down. So that's fine. We just do it manually, right? One single max exposure coupled with the uniques. I'm basically judging the uniques based off of the other players that are not named Nikola Jokic and determining where I want to be. And I'm always okay taking like some stands here, right? These are some of the value players that we saw with Charlotte, with the Pelicans. Those are like where our higher leverages are, and that's fine, right? So for me, I'm like, okay, I'm fine playing Pelicans. I'm fine playing this Charlotte, these, you know, Piston players, right? All that's good with me. So that's why I went from 4 uniques down to 3, made my 1 max exposure, and now I'm ready to go. So this is how I would build 150 lineups pre-slate, and then after the slate locks, I would be ready to late swap accordingly. All right, good stuff there. Big J said, I'm not sure how to check my lineups from the day before to see where or why my NBA lineups weren't good enough. It seems like when I make changes within SaberSim, my scores get worse. Okay, so what I would recommend here is sign up for the build review show. That is today at 5 p.m. Eastern. Now, to sign up, 2 ways to do so. 1, send us an email, support@sabersim.com, or 2, post in the office hours channel in Discord. Let me know what date, what sport, what site and slate you want reviewed, and then I will add you to the list for the show, and then I can review your lineups, basically showing you how to do it, right? So like, I bring up your flashbacks, I bring up your builds, and it's like personalized advice, like, hey, I see this, I see that, maybe try this, maybe try that, don't do this, do this instead, and then give you an idea of what I think you should do to try and improve your results. So send us that email or post in office hours. Do it within the next 30 minutes, please. That'd be great, and I can get you added. So that'd be awesome. That's best thing I can recommend. All right, next question. How is the mobile version different from the computer version? Where can I get a tutorial for mobile? Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to the menu in the upper right, go to help. Let's take you to our support library. You click on SaberSim tutorials. And then there are tutorials for computer and phone here, right? So how to enter your lineups into your contests on desktop, how to enter your lineups into your contests on mobile/phone. So I will drop this here in the chat. That way it is easily accessible. But this is what you want. And then we have different tutorials for DraftKings and FanDuel here, which are the only ones that support mobile CSVs. So check those out. Tutorial should help. Snowman said, good morning, Snowman. I don't know where you live, but maybe it's Hawaii. That's the only place I could think of where it is still a morning. So more of a good afternoon here, but it's all the same. So nice to see you too. All right. With that said, gonna take a peek here in the office hours channel. Looks like we're all caught up and we did knock out a build demo. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm gonna go get ready for the build review show in 45 minutes here. Until then, take care. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.